Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Zakira. May I have your zip code to pull up your account?
10459.
10459. And may I have your first and last name?
Christopher Mentor.
Thank you for that. And may you provide me with your address for security purposes?
936 Reverend James Polite, apartment 2A.
Thank you for that. And I do see on August the 31st where you ordered the Ultra Testo and Ultra NO2 for $497 and $597. How may I help you?
Yeah, I had got charged for something that I don't want. All three times that I tried to talk to a supervisor, I was left on hold for over an hour, and for some reason I don't understand the second and third time why I stayed on so long. While I wanted to cancel the whatever it was, the order, I never received an email, I never received a text, call, nothing. So I didn't know that the number was on the bottle. So the day that they charged my card, I was on the phone with them to cancel my order. You know what I mean? And I still got charged right after. And I don't think that's right, especially when I canceled it. Now, granted, if I had a certain amount of days to do it, when I was looking for it, I never received the email. I've been looking for days for that email. I even tried to look it up. I didn't know what to look up. Something told me to look on the bottle, and then I find a number on the day that I get charged. So when I've been wanting to talk to supervisor because I don't believe that's right. I'm on the phone and I still get charged. You know what I mean? And I can't. And then on top of that, my order gets canceled. And I tell them, I'm asking about my money. I'm getting told it's canceled, no problem. And then when I call back the next two times, they talk about, oh, the money was taken because it was too late. Understandable. But if I had no email, and even clearly she said the email was wrong. Now, I don't understand how is that possible, but if it's possible and that's wrong, no problem. But even to that, that's still not my fault. You know, I had my telephone number. You had everything that I needed to get my order. But even to that, I still don't have my money. So I wanted somebody to be honest with me. Am I going to be able to talk to the supervisor? Because I don't want to sit here on the phone, and no disrespect, and excuse my language, like an asshole, sitting here to wait to talk to somebody about something that I don't want, and then I was disrespected by the people that was working, and then telling me that y'all don't receive returns. I don't think that makes me feel like it's a scam. You know what I mean? But if a person don't want something, he should be able to cancel that order and get his money back. That's it. I don't want the trials. I got that. It's not working for me. You feel me? So I'm not going to sit here and act like it is. But I only wanted to try it, too. That was the whole point, trying it. Now, granted, like I said, I never received the email. Now, I just want to know if I could be able to talk to somebody. I don't want to sit here on hold thinking I'm going to be able to talk to somebody. I'm not going to be able to talk to nobody. All right? That's all I'm asking. Or if I can get help, I appreciate that. Because I don't want the product. I would definitely send that back if it was sent out. And if it wasn't sent out, because I did tell them, don't send it out. I did ask that. So, can you hold on 1 second?
Okay, sir.
Yes. What? Yeah.
No, I told you it was a bus. I told you a bus. Yeah, no, it was a bus. And I told you to get that food. No, matter of fact, you're right. I did tell you, but I don't remember. I thought you gave me that.
Hello?
I'm still here, sir.
Yes. So I want to know what's going to happen. What can I do? Because this is not right. My
okay.
Man, at, huh?
Okay, sir. Well, when I get you transferred over to my supervisor due to the high call volume, they will get to you as soon as possible.
So how about this? Can I give you a telephone number and I can get a call back or something? Because, like I said, I can't just sit here on the phone for over an hour and not, you know, I can't just do that. I don't, like I said, I've done this 3 times already. And to sit here a 4th time for over an hour is really going to really make me mad. And I don't want to disrespect nobody, especially when I'm a customer. You know what I mean? I don't think that's right. And I don't want to get nobody else involved, you know what I mean, with this. You know? So, I mean, I understand the call volume and all that, but I need to know exactly how long I'm going to have to wait or something, or because this is not right.
Well, sir, I do not know exactly how long it will be once you get transferred over to the supervisor, but they will get to you as soon as possible.
All right.
Okay, sir, and just 1 second while I get you transferred over to my supervisor.
All right.
And I'm still here, sir. Just 1 second. Okay, sir, and I'm about to get you transferred over to my supervisor now. Thank you for calling customer service and have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome.